Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
Russia's defense ministry says a major Ukrainian offensive has been pushed back. It's reported to have happened along the front line of southern Donetsk. There's been no comment from Kyiv. Moscow has released these pictures of the battle. It says Ukrainian forces suffered heavy losses.
In total, the enemy deployed 6 mechanized and 2 tank battalions. The enemy's goal was to break through our defenses in the most vulnerable, in its opinion, sector of the front. The enemy did not achieve its tasks. It had no success as a result of capable and calculated actions of the group of forces east. The Ukrainian army suffered losses of more than 250 people, 16 tanks, 3 armored personnel carriers, and 21 armored vehicles.
Pro-Ukraine fighters have launched a raid into the Russian border region of Belgorod. One of the groups involved, the Russian Volunteer Corps, announced the capture of several soldiers. It says it's ready to hand them over to Ukrainian authorities. The Russian Defense Ministry says the attack was repelled. Thousands of people are reported to have been displaced in recent days. The head of India's main opposition party has accused the Prime Minister of ignoring rail safety after the country's worst train disaster in decades. 275 people were killed when 3 trains collided. The head of NATO says a deal to include Sweden in the alliance could be reached soon. He's discussed Turkey's objections with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Istanbul. Erdogan accuses Sweden of harbouring Kurdish fighters. Ministers from the world's biggest oil-producing nations have agreed to extend oil output cuts until the end of next year. The OPEC Plus alliance is facing falling oil prices and a potential glut in supply. At least 15 people have died after rains unleashed widespread flooding and several landslides across Haiti. Another 8 people are missing. And protesters in Brazil have rallied against a bill they say would limit indigenous land rights. Police stopped the crowds from blocking a highway in Sao Paulo. The proposed legislation could prevent indigenous communities from obtaining the deed to their land.